You know, this is one of those topics that no one really wants to think about, but if you're a parent, a homeowner, married, or helping take care of aging parents, it's something that honestly deserves a little attention. I'm talking about estate planning. And before you tune out thinking it's complicated or expensive, that's actually why I want to mention trust and will. Trust and will makes estate planning feel way less intimidating than it sounds. They offer modern, attorney-designed wills and trusts that you can create online. And the process is surprisingly straightforward. In fact, you can create a will in as little as 30 minutes. That includes things like guardianship for your kids or pets, how your assets are distributed, and even healthcare directives. Don't wait until it's too late. Protect your loved ones with Trust and Will, the most trusted name in online estate planning. Go to trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. That's trustandwill.com/future for 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
New documents show that the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer was warned of the reputational risk of Peter Mandelson's links with Jeffrey Epstein. This was before Peter Mandelson's appointment as the British ambassador to the United States. So what else is in these newly released files and where does it go from here? LBC reporter Henry Riley is on the line. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Claire.
How much trouble is Keir Starmer in this morning?
He certainly got a lot of questions to answer, more than he did before. But there's his critics are arguing that this is sort of the end of the line. And you've got politicians from all manner of parties saying that Keir Starmer needs to think about his position very clearly. I think, though, allies of Sir Keir, our prime minister, will argue that he laid the groundwork quite cleverly for this. And no one's defending the disastrous appointment of Lord formerly Peter Mandelson. But nonetheless, he did sort of make it clear in the House of Commons and took some flack for it that he was warned about this before. So there was no sort of rabbit out of the hat when it came to these documents in terms of the Prime Minister's position. But I think just starting on what you first mentioned there, this due diligence report that was 147 pages and was given to Downing Street and Sir Keir Starmer is potentially very tricky because, I mean, it makes it very clear that if anything goes wrong with a political appointee like Lord Mandelson, then the Prime Minister would be in trouble. And we've seen that play out. But crucially as well, the intervention of Jonathan Powell. Now, he is the UK National Security Advisor, but he's a sort of long-standing figure in British politics. He was the chief of staff to Sir Tony Blair. And, I mean, he's made it very clear in the files, certainly, that he found the process unusual. He described it as weirdly rushed. He's said to have raised concerns with Morgan McSweeney, who's the now departed former top aide in Downing Street. So really, Sir Keir Starmer was warned that this carried an enormous risk, but nonetheless sought to go ahead with it.
And that's the problem for him today. And they're the questions that he is likely to face as the day goes on, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, he's got a visit. I think he might have just arrived in Belfast, actually. And then later on, he's heading to Cork, all on a sort of visit where he's talking about, well, I've got a meeting with Michelle Martin later on, but he's talking primarily about heating oil. But and sort of plans his government is going to do to try and curb the sheer cost that people are having to pay for that. But this is going to be overshadowed yet again by Lord Mandelson when the Prime Minister is trying desperately to move on and change his own narrative. And this is only the first tranche of the sort of Mandelson files, as it's been dubbed, because there's still more to come. There's still a concurrent Met Police investigation. And it's not only the due diligence. You've also got a situation with the severance pay where, look, it's £75,000, which is the package, Claire, that Lord Mandelson's been given by the Foreign Office. Now, £75,000 is obviously a hell of a lot of money for people listening. And it could have been, unfortunately, an awful lot worse because Lord Mandelson was asking for £550,000. He wanted over £500,000 because he wanted, in effect, the remainder of his salary. They managed to negotiate it down, the government, and have settled on this £75,000. But when people are seeing the price of petrol at the pumps going up on a sort of daily basis because of what we're seeing with regards to the Strait of Hormuz and Iran, it certainly irks with people, to say the least, that Lord Mandelson was given what's being dubbed as this golden goodbye of 75 grand.
And I heard the BBC reporting this morning that Peter Mandelson disputes that he asked for 500,000. Have you heard that, Henry?
Yes, and sorry, that is a good point to be made clear. He's making the point that it was a sort of active negotiation, really, and that he was, you know, that is what happens in negotiations. That was a sort of starting point, and that he wasn't claiming that sort of money. I mean, the truth is that we, obviously, given there is a police investigation as well, we haven't heard an awful lot from Lord Manson, certainly when outlets like the BBC and us and LBC have been approached for, have approached him for comments throughout the whole situation since more Epstein files were released and documents purporting to show him in a whole manner of different dealings. He has sort of refused to comment throughout the whole process, but there's been a line that he, it's sort of understood that he maintains he has done nothing illegal. So that is still the line as we have heard it, but nonetheless, we haven't actually heard from the man himself.
Mm-hmm. So there's more files to come. You said at the beginning there was no rabbit out of the hat in this tranche. Are you expecting one in the next one, or what will be in that next batch?
Well, I mean, the honest answer is we're not entirely sure because the severance package was an issue for some time. And look, opposition parties got a sniff that there was a severance pay involved. And look, that is always the case when it comes to opposition trying to look at some of the sort of financial issues that are associated with this. And they've obviously made great hay of that. The vetting documents were what we were really after, and we've had that. But I mean, unfortunately, with situations like this, there is no subpoena, and so no one has been forced to hand over all of their documents with regards to any exchanges they might have had with Lord Mandelson, either before or during his time as US ambassador. So there's no need to, or no sort of compelling of people to give their data over. And so that has irritated some people. That part of it is, I mean, these are individual messages. We've also been told there are sort of WhatsApp group chats, of which if the former US ambassador was a member of, those have not been sought yet. So it would seem like we've barely sort of scratched the surface. But I mean, a lot of those files, Claire, are subject to that criminal investigation from the Met. So the honest truth is we just don't know what more will be in it. Likely perhaps some further details on that association with Jeffrey Epstein and what Downing Street may or may not have known before the appointment.
All right, well, we'll hear Keir Starmer answering questions in Belfast and in Cork today as we go through the day. Henry, thank you very much. Henry Riley there, who's a reporter with LBC in London.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.